listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. House prices on the Limestone Coast have surged by as much as 20% in the past year. That's according to new data from PropTrack, which reveals that Kingston saw a 22% rise in median property values. The average cost of a home in the town is currently $440,000. Meantime, Robe is the most expensive place for property in the southeast. The average house price there now sits at $657,000. Police in Narracourt are hoping to make contact with a person purported to have accidentally donated personal property to the local Vinnies. It's believed the bag was placed in the donation bins of St. Vincent de Paul between April 7th and 13th, which contains items volunteers believe were thrown out by mistake. The bag and its contents have been handed to the Narracourt Police Station. Officers are encouraging the owner to contact them or visit the station during opening hours. Briefly, the RSPCA is investigating an apparent act of animal cruelty alleged to have taken place at Lake George last month. And the City of Mount Gambier held its monthly council meeting on Tuesday. Vansittart Park and the Umthurston sinkhole were among the matters discussed. Council CEO Sarah Philpott says master planning was also a major conversation topic.
This was thinking about in what order do we look at particular sites in our city that we know need a strategic look at? You know, what's their shape? What's their form? How do they work for the future?
To sport now. This weekend sees the inaugural season of the Limestone Coast Football Netball League begin. Chairman Kurt Slaven says the clubs are excited about the new competition.
They're excited about the change and they're looking forward to the future. And I know that all the club presidents are really keen to make it a very successful year for each of the clubs.
All three games in the senior competition get underway at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.